This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
So one of the questions raised is asking, so what do you do when evil is the mainstream, basically flavor of the day? It's everywhere. You see it everywhere. You try and combat it, but it's so prevalent that it's difficult to actually try and stand up against it.
You know, you have to think of the greater incentive. لا يستوي منكم من أنفق من قبل الفتح وقاتل أولئك أعظم درجة من الذين أنفقوا من بعد وقاتلوا وكلا وعد الله الحسنى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who embraced the message early on, who struggled, who strove, who spent blood, sweat, and tears, and wealth at a time when it was unpopular, are not like those who came afterwards. Everyone has their individual reward, but those who struggle when it is most inconvenient, those who uphold truth when it is most inconvenient to uphold truth, are those who are rewarded the most. And so, as people, we have to embrace the challenge by affirming the reward. What's the reward of sticking to the truth? وَلَوْ كُنْتَ وَحْدَكَ, if you're the only person doing so. That means that just as you affirm the truth, even if you are alone, you will be rewarded in an exclusionary and special manner on the Day of Judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you accordingly. And so you have to think about the reward of it. Now here's the thing. Many people prefer comfortable ignorance over uncomfortable clarity. Comfortable ignorance over uncomfortable clarity. I'd rather not know. It's like when someone asks me a question, is this haram, Sheikh? And if I say it's haram, I just have to be like, do you want me to really answer that question? If I tell you it's haram, are you actually going to abide by it? Or are you just going to go find another Sheikh and ask him until you get the answer that you're looking for? Right? So a lot of people be like, I don't want to know what's actually impermissible or what's permissible because it might be an inconvenience for me. I'd rather instead go with the mainstream. The majority of people want to go with the majority, but we as believers want to be from al-qalil, from the few. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was walking around the Kaaba and he heard a man making dua, Allahumma ja'alni min al-qalil, oh Allah, make me from the few. So what kind of dua is this? He said that, doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, وَقَلِيلًا مِنْ عِبَادِي الشَّكُورِ, only a few of my servants are going to be grateful. And he said, subhanAllah, everyone is more knowledgeable than Umar. Everybody gets it but me. Right? What a beautiful answer. So we take pride, not kibir, pride in being amongst the few who are grateful, who are humble, who are pursuing the truth and seeking to be sincere and seeking to be steadfast. And we're humbled by that reality that Allah has made it clear to us, even when there are many, many waves of misguidance and there's an incentive to follow erroneous ways of error around us. So embrace the challenge by knowing the reward. Embrace the challenge by knowing the reward. And know, by the way, that when you stick to the truth, despite the difficult storm, eventually you'll find other truth seekers that will join you in your cause. This is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It starts off really, really, really hard, and eventually the mainstream is impacted by you because you refuse to succumb to the mainstream. Eventually, people will search what is real. I'll share this, subhanAllah, with COVID. So we saw two waves of people embracing Islam, COVID and Gaza, COVID and Gaza. At Yaqeen Institute, we actually study inquiries of faith. We actually look online, we do data studies as to what people are searching about religion, what people are searching about faith, what people are searching about Islam. We saw the inquiries completely change in 2020. It went from very Islamophobic questions to people actually asking, is Islam a solution to my seclusion, to my loneliness, to my emptiness? People stopped looking at Islam with suspicion. They started looking at it as a possible solution. Faith inquiry changed. Because at the end of the day, when I needed something real to lean on, I wasn't finding it fulfilling in any other product. Islam offers me something that I can actually lean on, that I can find meaning on. It's not polemical. It's purposeful. It's something that I can actually find nourishment in. At the end of the day, when people face real challenges, they're going to look for real solutions, and they will find that Islam, the truth, despite all of its inconveniences, offers clarity, and in that clarity there is conviction, And in that conviction, there's the comfort of knowing that you are upon the side which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will favor. May Allah make us a people who are not deluded and make us a people who are sincerely upon truth.